This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's Creative Impact. WEMU is partnered with the Arts Alliance, and each Tuesday we look at an element of the local creative industry and explore its impact on our quality of life. My content partner in this regular Tuesday feature is the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and welcome back, Deb Pollack.
Well, David, it's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Deb, we've always looked at Washtenaw County in southeast Michigan as a rich source for musical talent. The evidence is everywhere, filled with local artists of national caliber, and some have gone on to great recognition to a broader audience. On the flip side, we've had some great promoters and artist representatives over the decades, and right now we have a local agency that represents and promotes some great talent from around the country.
It's true. You know, a couple weeks ago we had the Great Lakes Performing Artists Association on board, and they were on the show, and they were, they're a nonprofit artist agency. We also have in Jim Fleming and the Fleming Artist, a fabulous agency that's been in Ann Arbor for about 39 years, soon to celebrate their 40th anniversary. And we're very pleased to have Jim on the phone today with us. And Jim, you're there. I haven't heard your voice yet.
Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And I want to share with the listeners that Jim, he shares with us in Ann Arbor, some really great names: Jeff Daniels, Judy Collins, Capitol Steps, and some fabulous artists, including Tom Paxton. And he's been repping these artists for a very long time after starting his career in college administration. So, Jim, tell us a little bit about this, about how you got started in this area.
Well, I started the agency almost out of necessity to just try to get some artist work that I worked with when we started the Black Sheep Repertory Theater back in the 70s. And we would put the groups on the road. We had a traveling children's theater, and we had a Cole Porter review and a George Gershwin review. And myself and the other two people that started it with me, or three people actually, Stan Gill and O.J. Anderson and Bob Beaupre, we just decided that we needed to find other sources of revenue. We needed to find any sources of revenue. So, and then we'd bring artists into the theater on dark nights or dark weekends to perform, and people like Muddy Waters, for instance. But we brought the Second City in one weekend, and people thought I was a little crazy to bring them in for three shows over 3 days. Well, we ended up adding three shows. So we did six sellout shows at the theater, and I approached them and said, "Are you doing this elsewhere?" And they said, "Not really." So kind of succinctly, over the next few years, I developed them into a national touring company, and then that, along with getting the contract to book all of the Montreux Detroit Jazz Festival in the early years for about 10 years. I booked all the headline talent and all the, I'm reluctant to call them local artists because they're just such nationally recognized artists that live in Detroit. I put all the festivals together for 10 years. Those two were kind of the foundation financially for me to be able to build what I really envisioned, which was an agency that represented gifted singer-songwriters from around the world and literally tried to tour them around the world. So it was started with that vision, and then it grew over the years to the point where, a couple of years ago, we had offices in Nashville and Portland, Oregon, and Melbourne, Australia, and then the home base here in Ann Arbor.
Well, I want to talk about that for a minute, Jim. Why Ann Arbor as a home base? This is a business typically associated with Los Angeles or New York, or, as you mentioned, Nashville and Memphis, New Orleans, those kinds of cities. What about Ann Arbor makes it comfortable for you to have your headquarters here?
Well, first of all, I think you're better at what you do if you're happier where you are, and I think that I'm actually from Appalachia, but I'm from this part of the country, and it's where I was the most comfortable. And I don't know that I appreciate it as much then as I do now, but I just don't know that there's another city in this country that proportionate to population has the offerings that Ann Arbor has, both in terms of not only the cultural offerings and, of course, sports, but restaurants, and just really wonderful, wonderful people, and access to a major places like the Flint Institute of Arts and the Detroit Institute of Arts and Toledo Museum of Arts within a 60-minute drive. So I just thought it was a great place, and I also think that there's something I've become very, you know, appreciative of too, and that is that literally you're 30 to 45 minutes from a major airport that can take you anywhere in the world. So,
and bring people in from anywhere in the world.
Yeah, and I don't think that I had the distractions I would have had. I've never been kind of like in. I've been in the business, but not in the business. I'm kind of an independent agency, so I didn't fall to all the trappings of, you know, having 4-hour lunches. So I instead, and everyone does this for a living. It's a tough job, but I wasn't so enamored with the glow and glitter of the industry as I was in just being very pragmatic and getting the artist's work. So, and I was able to do that from here because it's just a great place. I mean, winters aside, you know, but, and there are those who love winter.
There are those, aren't there?
None in this room, I don't think.
We'll get to test that sometime later this week, I understand.
This is Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, alongside the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, Deb Pollock. Our guest today is Jim Fleming, the founder of Fleming Artists. It's an Ann Arbor-based talent management firm and booking agency primarily focused on representing some of the nation's best singers and songwriters.
So, Jim, it sounds like you've had absolutely nothing but success, but I know better. This is a tough business, and you started it in 1987. You know, what were some of the challenges that you met but kept on going through, you know, to make Fleming Artists a success?
Well, I became very close to the IRS for a while in the early years, and we worked that out. I think that I had to get over the, oh, it's a folk agency, oh, it's in Ann Arbor. I mean, we had to get beyond that. I also tragically lost some artists that passed away suddenly, you know, when one that was on tour, a fellow named Stan Rogers, who I was very close to personally and professionally. I've had my setbacks, but you develop pretty thick skin. I think really what you have to deal with in my business, and not to say that this doesn't happen in almost every business, but there's a great deal of rejection, you know, there's a great deal of no, and we don't, and you learn how to not take that personally. And you just kind of have to carry on. I actually think that determination and persistence are two of the things that you need most in terms of building and sustaining and enduring almost when you're self-employed. So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it's great. I mean, I think that the trajectory we all have to go in, that persistence of keep working, you know, in the field that we're in is so important.
Well, yeah, especially if you believe in what you do. And the other thing is that I think you have to have a good idea. I mean, I don't think that persisting is going to work if you don't have a good idea.
True.
I always thought that, you know, at the core it was a good idea. And I've just so... Really, my enjoyment still after all these years comes from getting really gifted artists work, and that's a part of their career, which is the one that they probably enjoy the least, that they don't then have to worry about. And if I'm getting them work, then we're all happy.
Well, speaking of gifted artists, you've had both artists that you have developed, you've identified and brought onto your roster, and others that have been names before they got to you. But let's talk about those artists that you identify. I mean, what do you look for in an artist that you want to develop into, you know, somebody onto your roster?
Well, there's something called the elusive it, and I don't know how to best to explain what that it is, but it's usually, if I had to explain it at all, it would be a combination of stage presence and, you know, the depth and breadth of their performance and their ability to write great songs that really resonate with people. That actually, one of my primary goals has always been to represent artists who, as I say, have something to say through their art and empower people. I have a lot of social activists, I guess you could say, like Holly Near and Tom Paxton. I was Ani DeFranco's agent for 25 years. So those are some of the things I look for in terms of what it is that I respond to. And the other thing is that how are they to work with as human beings? Are they good? Are they just kind of good people? Because when they're out there performing and interacting with promoters, there's so many people that are involved in the presentation of an artist. When you're watching a show on stage, there's just a lot of things that have happened to get that show up on stage they reflect not only on themselves, but they reflect back on me as well. And so that I have now people that I can call, and I don't think that this is too arrogant to say this, but they will take my call because I've worked with them so many years, and they trust that if there's an, I just signed an artist from Australia named Liz Stringer, and I have people that have already booked her or will look at her because they've always had good experiences that my the artists I work with that I bring to them are excellent artists, but they're also just excellent people to work with.
Well, obviously, this is not just a passion for the business, but a passion for the art form, the artists themselves, and you have a passion for where you conduct that business, which happens to be Ann Arbor, and we hope you're going to continue to call it home. Jim, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. It was really a pleasure talking to both of you this morning.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks so much.
That is Jim Fleming, founder of Ann Arbor-based Fleming Artists, and our guest on Creative Impact. Creative Impact is a regular Tuesday feature and produced in partnership with the Arts Alliance and my partner, the president and CEO, Deb Pollock. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.